All right. Welcome back to Night Talk. Welcome to Night Talk.
Yep.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Ryan.
And we got today with us two guests. Who are you guys?
I'm Max Tuttle.
I'm Tyler Stanzione.
We're real excited to have you boys on here.
Thank you.
Two members of the JS football team, but we're a co-op, obviously. So we have a big game this Friday, so we just wanted to kind of talk to them about the football team and how our season's been going, and hopefully we can get out there on Friday. So let's start with some background and motivation. When did both of you start playing football, and what's your favorite memory on this high school team?
So I can start. I started playing football at the age of 7. I loved the game even before that, too. In my family, football was in our blood, really. My late grandfather played at URI, and my dad was a first-team All-State linebacker at East Providence High School. So I have some very large shoes to fill, but hopefully I'll be able to fill them. Tyler?
Football started with me when I was about – I played Pop Warner, 10U at DR. And but before all that, I played flag football a little bit with some of my friends. But
yeah, I've played flag football before too. It's a lot of fun. My mom never really let me suit up unless I was a kicker. So I mean,
oh yeah.
But I'd love to go back. And I wish we had a team here, honestly, like a flag football team as a club. That'd be awesome. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So you guys are on a co-op team. How do you think that affects your team's spirit? And does it feel kind of weird to not just be with kids like from PCD?
Yeah, so I feel like it definitely affects our team spirit in a good way because it's easy to get to know those guys because of how small of a team we are. Coming into that gym at Juanita during the summer, going into freshman year, nobody really knew who I was, so getting to know these guys quick and working very hard with them really helped build the team spirit, and I found it very great that we're a co-op because these guys are very easy to connect to, and they are my second family.
Me personally, I really enjoy having the co-op and everything because you get to meet all new kids and we always go around and have fun. I think it's an awesome opportunity because we get to meet all kids around the Providence area and we just get to have fun and play football.
That's awesome. So how many actual teams are you guys? Because you're a co-op, obviously, and it's JS, but how many other teams?
Right. So it's JS, PCD, Wheeler, Highlander Charter School, the Met. I think that's it. So about five, six schools.
Do we take 360 or no?
We don't. 360 shut down.
It did?
Yeah.
So in terms of regular season, you guys are 3-0.
I think we're 4-5, I thought.
No, we have more wins than losses. We're 4-3, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just want to go back to Chowder Day. I mean, I think that was a huge game for us.
That was a fun game for us.
It was really
cool.
I mean,
yeah, 4-3.
You went crazy, Tyler. I think he had all three touchdowns, right? And then the score in overtime.
Yeah, he's
and that was awesome. I remember watching that, bro. Like, you too. Like, I just, you guys can talk about your chemistry, but I already see Max, you're the quarterback right now. Tyler, you're wide receiver one. So, I mean, how do you think that relationship is going to keep growing over the years?
It's not only about football. It's what we do outside of it, too. So, I mean, we played baseball together, too. We actually played each other when we played youth football. So getting to know each other before that definitely helped. And going to school with him, too, definitely helps.
So you guys, Smithfield is who you're facing this Friday, right?
Yeah.
You guys, I heard you guys lost from them previously. How are you looking to bounce back from that? What went wrong with that game, and what do you guys plan to do better this time?
I feel like having an unhealthy team going into a huge playoff season game like that is most definitely not what we wanted. So these past 2 weeks, getting ready to make sure we're 100% every play.
Because Tyler, you were injured, right?
I was out. I did something to like my quad that week in practice.
Oh, okay.
I stepped in a hole in the PCD soccer field.
Really?
So,
oh my, is that like at like the far right end, right?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I don't know why they have it.
One of the worst. One of the worst fields.
All right. So in terms of the change, so you guys lost by 1 point, and like you said, you guys were unhealthy too. And they were an interesting team too.
Oh, yeah.
So,
for sure.
But what do you think you need to change to get ready for that game?
I feel like one thing we need to change is definitely our mindset. I feel like we go too cocky. I feel like we need to stay humble and take it game by game this postseason. And I feel like we lack that as a team.
So you guys, so it's not only like a quarterback throwing the ball sometimes. I know JS runs a wildcat formation, correct?
Yeah, right.
So that's either you, Tyler, right? Or it's
Boof.
Boof.
It could be anybody, really. Yeah.
Yes. That's just interesting.
Maybe whoever's ready for the ball.
Yeah, I see. I think that's pretty interesting. You know, most traditional teams are just, they're just going to run a quarterback throw and run. But I think a wildcat's pretty interesting, and it's been working for you guys.
Yeah,
right?
It's really unstoppable. It works, yeah. Honestly, like
whenever you need a first down.
This is kind of like an off-topic one, but what's your like go-to like place to eat like after a game, like after a big win?
We know after a big win, we usually just get Domino's pizza. But if I could pick, I'd probably go to Chipotle.
Yeah,
Chipotle's great.
I probably have to say Honey Bird. It's a pretty local place from here. So fried.
What's
chicken,
your order?
It's a fried chicken place. What's my order? Honestly, I don't remember my order off the top of my head. But they have some really good fried chicken. I really recommend it if you live around here.
Have you guys ever had a Dan's Hot Chicken?
Dan's Hot Chicken? Never heard of it.
So is that in East Providence?
No.
Or where
that's
is
right
that?
Near. It's in, near Yale.
Near Yale. No, I've never had it. I went to Honeybird, though. Have you guys been to Honeybird?
Mm-hmm.
Max is from EP, so
yeah,
that's a great spot. I mean, that's like almost like Chick-fil-A type.
Right.
That was awesome. Yeah. It's a fried chicken place.
Is it like a Cane's?
It's not like
in
a Cane's.
In a way.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's like hot chicken, fried chicken, everything.
Seems
so
good.
What's your order for Chipotle, Tyler?
Chipotle? I have to get the burrito bowl. You want me to go in depth?
Every step. I'm the one on the counter. What
you
are you
get
telling
me? Can I have white rice with my protein? I'll get chicken and steak, sometimes just double chicken. But I have to get my cheese, sour cream, and pinto beans. And sometimes guac on it if I'm feeling a little different.
But yeah, but they make you pay for guac now, right?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like $2.
$2 for guac.
And have you noticed that different Chipotle's? It's what is it? They're starting to price range everything different now.
That's interesting.
Really?
I've never heard that.
You ever heard of that?
No.
It's like a burrito bowl in East Providence is like $10, and
yeah,
in Attleboro it's like
$12. You have to order the quesadillas online, is what I heard. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Like you can't get it in person?
You can't get it in person for some reason. Then you have to like order it on the app, and then they can make it for you in person. It makes no sense.
Okay.
But I have no what's behind that. But yeah, I mean, I.
It was been a pretty big Chipotle fan.
Yeah,
Chipotle is so good.
So I don't know. I mean, what are you guys looking forward to about this game? And what's the seeding looking like after this? If we were to hypothetically move on.
So. Hypothetically speaking, if we were to win this game, we'd most likely be playing Narragansett. So, yes, Narragansett is a tough team. They're the first seed in the division. So, that will definitely be a huge step up for our guys. We got to make sure we're ready for that week. But we're just taking it game by game. We're just going to make sure everybody's ready for this upcoming game and make sure we're locked in.
Oh, I just wanted to ask this question for you guys.
Yeah.
Good. What do you guys think about Eric Rube?
Eric Rube?
Yeah.
Who is Eric Rube? Fill me in.
All right.
Max can take on.
I cannot take that. I'm not the one who got interviewed, so that's all you, my friend.
So basically, he is this guy, Josh, and he goes around and just interviews all high school sports, right? So he works for the Providence Journal.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes around and he basically goes to all like the big games. Right?
Yeah, he's our competition. I see.
Well, he's like this 40-year-old guy, and he just like all he does is talk about high school sports. So I don't know. I mean, we have some mixed opinions about him, but I don't know. I mean, what do you guys think about him?
I like Rube. I like what he does. I feel like the big competition for all of Rhode Island sports or Rhode Island kids is to try to get interviewed by him and try to get posted on Instagram, I guess, because I don't know.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy. I mean, couldn't he say a whole lot about him.
He definitely does have his favorites, for sure.
Yeah, he goes to those Hendrick and LaSalle games. It's always about them. That's the one thing,
honestly,
I don't like.
He's been to a lot of our games so far, which is surprising.
I know.
But, D4 is the real deal, for sure.
It's pretty crazy, like, from what I've heard, is, like, it's like looking like a really competitive division this year.
It is getting up there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like, in my opinion, we might be one of the most fun divisions.
Tyler keeps dry scooping this these electrolytes. He's like pouring the packet in his mouth. I don't know why.
Mango chili.
Mango chili.
This kid's different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he good?
But
oh, yeah. So I don't cramp in football because I have to drink pickle juice.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, so I feel like D4, yes, it's a low division. Yes, we might not have a lot of guys. But I feel like we might be one of the most fun divisions.
Yeah.
Because I feel like anything could happen. Like just how we beat Davies last week. Mm-hmm. They were the 3 seed. No one expected it. And now going into this Smithfield game, I feel like it definitely gives us a boost of confidence to get ready to kick Smithfield.
Yeah, we just both wanted to say just to thank you for coming on here. I know it's a lot of time.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was fun. I had a lot of fun talking to you boys. Sure. I'm hopefully going to go to that game on Friday. It's away at Smithfield, so anyone listening to this, it's away at Smithfield.
7 p.m.
I'll post on the castle if you guys want, but I'm really excited. So
yeah, it sounds awesome. Good luck, guys. Yeah,
thank you.
Good luck. Great having you boys on.
All right. Thank you.